Thanks for tuning in to our Three Strands podcast. We desire to have a chill conversation to help young adults navigate life and build our community one podcast at a time.
What is up, podcast people? Welcome to another day, another podcast, another episode. We're with the pod squad. We got Paz, we got Kayla, it's me, Josh. Hope you guys are having a lovely day. Paz, how are you feeling today?
Feeling good.
Feeling good?
I started answering before you even asked. Always ask. Let's go. How are you feeling? Great, thank you.
Why good? Define good for us.
I had amazing quiet time this morning since we didn't have a ministry meeting or whatever.
Can you hit us with a little nugget?
I was reminded of Matthew. No, I'm not a memorizer, but at the end of when he comes here and he's like the Great Commission or whatever, the whole like, behold, I'll be with you always until the end of time. That, I don't know. It's a nice reminder that like, yeah. Jesus left, but the Holy Spirit is here. He's always with us.
Our helper, our banished. Let's yes, go.
Our BFF. And I don't know. That was just a nice uplifting moment for me this morning.
Kayla, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good.
What does good mean?
Elaborate.
Please elaborate for us. What does good mean in the life of Kayla? It's because you got something big on your finger.
Oh,
I didn't know we were dropping that.
Yes, we are.
We got to zoom in on it.
Yeah.
Just hold it up. There you go.
Now, what is that?
Yeah, what is it?
I am engaged.
Oh, what? Really? Who are you engaged to?
To Josh. How are you doing?
Let's go. We've been engaged for not even 24 hours, maybe like 15 hours. Let's go. Shout out if you're there on Monday night.
Third wheeling. Thank you.
But let's do it. Today, we're going to dive right in. We are talking about resolving conflict.
Yep.
Conflict resolution, solving problems, like all that stuff. And what happens when what happens when if you got a friend, you're in a dorm, you're working, you're at school, you're at a church, you're with in a small group, any type of setting, and then there's like something happens, there's a disagreement, there's like, hey, like you hurt me now, and now there's just some type of beef going on. How to resolve that peacefully, whether if it's in a work area and it's employee boss, employee employee small group, and it's just brothers and sisters in Christ, like how to resolve that issue peacefully. Mm-hmm. And I think a good man, I was watching Florida Bama Shore on Netflix.
Okay.
And
are you still watching that without?
Yeah, I'm still watching it without. I mean, no, I'm not. I am not watching it without you. That is
some conflict.
Yeah, that's real time conflict resolution.
I'm not watching it without you at all.
So lying. You know, next podcast, lying, cheating, and lying men. Thank you.
All right, let's do it. But on the episode, so it's like
yeah, tell me more what happened on this episode.
You were there. Oh, okay. It was like Jersey Shore, but with country people. Oh, and just dang. In that house, there was a fight every single day about, oh my gosh, you kissed my boyfriend, you dated my girlfriend. Like, you're talking to this person, you got drunk and threw up on my shoes. Like, there's just
on her toe.
Fighting every single time. And every single time, there's an argument. Okay. And it's like maybe 8 people in this house. It's always like, okay, this just happened. There's an argument now. I got beef with this person. And then instead of going to that person,
they go to other people.
They go to other people in the house and try to like team up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, so you're picking my side, right? Like this just happened. So you want to pick my side. So now it's like me and my 3 girls versus them and their 3 girls. And then they come together and sit in the living room and just like cuss each other out.
Nice.
But I think that's, I hope we don't cuss each other out. So but I think the idea of when there is conflict or an issue, mm-hmm. we do that very same thing. Okay. We're like, hey, I don't want to go to the person specifically. I want to tell other people to try to pick my side.
Yep.
Right here. Let me tell my other coworker. Let me tell my other dorm mate. Let me tell my other person. Be like, hey, can you please, this has happened. I'm not even going to tell you all the details because I don't want to be wrong. But can you please, she just said that. You're picking my side, right? You see that I'm right? Okay, good. Like, and then we try to pick sides and we try to get people to pick our side. And then we go confront the person with like our team rally behind us. Mm-hmm. And then you go and then you get angry at them. They get angry back. You yell at them. They yell back. And then it just is like pouring fire on fire on fire mm-hmm. on fire. And that does not work out well at all.
No.
And I think what sparked us wanting to do this episode, even to begin with, was when we did this episode last week of mm-hmm. things we wish we knew. And one of the things that we wish we knew was how to resolve conflict peacefully yeah. a lot sooner. And so we can kind of open up the door with first today. Actually, I got a question for you guys. What do you think is the hardest part about resolving conflict with a specific person?
Ooh.
The hardest part.
Yeah. For me, like, I get scared to resolve conflict because I think it's like a left or a right. Like, if I resolve this conflict, either they're going to hate me forever. Like, if mm-hmm. I come to them with this conflict, they're going to hate me and they're going to hold a grudge against me and they're never going to want to speak to me. And then my brain doesn't go to the other side of like, no, like, we might talk this out and everything's going to be completely fine. For me, bringing up conflict is mm-hmm. like, they're going to hate me forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. Pause, what about for you? What is the hardest part
about resolving conflict? I'll be super transparent is, like, I am always afraid that while I'm explaining or trying to resolve conflict, I'll realize that I was in the wrong. So, like, as I, like, yeah. go up to somebody and I'm like, hey, like, I feel X, Y, and Z. And while I'm speaking, I'm like, wait.
You're like, why do I feel like that?
Like, I'm not right.
Like, hey, you son of, you did this. Oh, wait.
It's kind of my fault, you know. So that's really why I try to, like, hide. And I'm like, I don't want to face the possibility of me being in the wrong.
Yeah.
How about you, Josh?
Yeah.
I think the hardest part I personally experience and see others is the fear component. Like, hey, I don't want to just be a mature adult and have a mature conversation. Mm. Like, I'm too fearful to use my words and communicate like an adult. So I'd rather be immature and hide away and team up with other people and get other people on my side. So I think the biggest thing I see is just the fear of, hey, I don't want to go to this person directly, especially being younger. Me, I usually, when there's conflict, it's usually with people older than me. Mm-hmm. So as a younger person going to people older than you, it's like, hey, why is this young dude going to an older person trying to resolve this, right? So there's, like, this fear component of, man, like, am I qualified to have this conversation? Like, should I be the one to initiate this thing? And then just the fear of they may not receive it, the fear that, like, hey, it does not go well. Like, what do you do when you try to resolve the conflict and it doesn't go well? Like, I love for anytime I have a situation come up, I'm like, hey, like, I paint the picture in my head. Like, I would love for the conversation to go X, Y, and Z, and then it's all candies and rainbows, and we all leave happy. Many a times, it's not that. Mm-hmm. So what do you, in those moments, like, how do you even resolve conflict when it goes unresolved, mm-hmm. right? And just what the Bible speaks to, it says, pursue peace as much as it depends on you. Mm-hmm. To where if there is an issue, if there's whatever conflict there is, like, we as Christians, we have the responsibility to reconcile and pursue peace as much as we can mm-hmm. on our own part. Mm-hmm. So that means, like, hey, I go to this person, and whether they take it or leave it, I'm doing everything I can on my part to bring them to the water. If they want to drink or not, totally on them, but I have the responsibility to go to them. Mm-hmm. And I think even speaking to the importance now of, like, why it's important to resolve conflict, like, why you should not just run away or hide away. Why do you guys think it's important to resolve conflict?
Because it builds up. Mm-hmm. Like, and that was another thing that I was going to say, like, another main reason of why people don't want to resolve conflict is because maybe in their head they might think they're over-exaggerating mm-hmm. or it may be too small. But if it bothers you once, and I think you told me this, like, if it bothers you more than, what is it, 48
hours? I think I said, like, 48, like, if you keep thinking about it more than 48 hours, it needs to be addressed.
Yes, and so it's, like, usually, like, when you don't, oh, I forgot the question. What did you
ask? Why is it important?
Oh, okay. Because if you don't resolve this, like, as small as it is, if it bothers you, it'll build up.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. then eventually it'll explode.
That's, like, what I had to teach myself. Yeah. Is like, because I mm-hmm. have been in an era of forgiveness and trying to resolve conflict.
Yeah.
And, like, that's where, like, I had to keep in my head is, like, Kayla, if you think about it for more than 20 or 48 hours, like, you need to address it. Because before, like, I would just, like, let it soak in my brain forever.
Yep.
And then it's just, like, just blurt it out. Like, just, like, full send the thought and, like, we'll handle, like, all of it afterwards. But it needs to come out of my brain for me to, like, handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just stay in there because then nobody else knows that I'm feeling that way about them.
Yeah. Nobody literally knows. Like, nobody's going to read your brain. So.
Why do you get? So now, so that's a good, both beautiful reasons why it's important to resolve it. Like, mm-hmm. if we don't, and it just builds up in our head, then we're going to make a case of something bigger than what it is, and then mm-hmm. we're going to go explode on a person. Right? We're going to make a case bigger than what it may be just because it builds up in our head. We created a false reality mm-hmm. in our head. So now that is a good reason why it's important. Who do you resolve conflict with? Like, what qualifies a situation to say, hey, I need to resolve this conflict? Like, what's the difference between, oh my gosh, you know, we just had a disagreement, or, like, no, hey, I need to take initiative and resolve this conflict? Does that make sense?
Like my 48 hour rule. I'm like, okay. Cause sometimes with like, anybody. So I have like my notes. So my notes is like the first place I resolve conflict at. Cause I get the emotion out first. Mm-hmm. So like my notes are deep. Like I get the emotion
Can
out
you,
first.
Can you please share some notes for us?
I broke my phone. No, so like that's, I get the emotion out first by putting like the hurt or whatever I feel into my notes, and I let it sit there for a little bit. And then when I go back and I read it, I'm like, okay, Kayla, like that's a little like, it's not really like that. Like you just had so much emotion in that time to where you needed to figure it out. And then I know like the core pieces of like, no, this happened and this happened, that needs to be like resolved. Like can't change that part, but there was a lot of emotion in that. So I think if I put it in the notes, I'll wait. And if it's still like a core piece, I can be like, no, that actually was like a thing I need to address. I'll address it.
Yeah.
I think in terms of the who,
mm-hmm.
and this might be wrong, but I think with anybody, like literally with anybody, it could be if it's a stranger that you met like once and then he like cussed at you or showed you the finger while you were driving, like obviously you're not going to chase them down. But I think the people that you see all the time in your life and that play a large role, whether it's at work, so like a boss or a mentor or a friend or a brother or mm-hmm. sister, like those are the kinds of like, the more you see, if there's a problem and you see them all the time, chances are you're not going to forget like right away. So I think like with anybody in your life, you should resolve conflict.
Yeah.
Like
I think Jesus said it, Matthew 5 in the Sermon on the Mount. He says, if you're either angry with somebody,
yeah,
or you know your brother has anger towards you, leave your gift at the altar and go be reconciled with them.
Yeah.
So either you're angry with somebody or somebody's anger has anger towards you.
Yeah.
To where you could sit there and be like, well, I'm not mad at anybody. Like, yeah. I'm good. I'm at peace. But I know somebody has anger towards me or is mad towards me. We need to leave our gift at the altar. Stop what I'm doing. Like my sermon that I preach,
yeah,
that gift, I need to hit the pause button and go reconcile that situation first. I think we displayed it perfectly.
Yeah.
Just with this podcast, mm-hmm. right? Even you guys don't know, but even before this podcast, we had to sit down before we even hit record and talk through some things mm-hmm. to leave our gift here at this podcast and to reconcile amongst us three. So he says, look, even if you know somebody has anger towards you or you have anger towards them, you have the responsibility to go solve that problem,
yeah.
to go reconcile it as much as it depends on you. So really nobody's kind of out. Nobody has like an excuse of like, oh, well, they're not mad at me, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Or they're only mad at me and I'm not mad at them, so I don't have to do anything. They're mad at me. They need to apologize first. I'm not going to do anything unless they apologize first.
Yeah.
And it's just this kind of like pettiness thing. But Jesus was like, hey, no, like nobody has an excuse.
And I think Jesus definitely, well, I don't want to speak for you, but like as human beings, like we know when somebody's like mad at us, like we're not dumb. Okay. Like if we had a weird conversation, like you feel when somebody gives you the side eye and you're like, okay. And that is when once you feel that, hey, is everything okay?
Yep.
Now, what do you think of whenever they are like, no, like if the person continues to...
don't be honest.
Yeah.
So now we're gonna go into the how part.
Okay.
How to resolve, like practical tips on how to resolve conflict. That's what the title of this episode is. That's what you clicked on this for, is how to resolve conflict. Mm-hmm. If somebody comes to you and says, hey, is everything okay? You have to be honest.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
You honestly. Have like if there's any type of beef between people and somebody says, hey, look, is everything okay between us? You have to be honest. They cannot read your mind.
Yeah.
You have to be honest. And yes. you have to say, no, it's not okay. And you can say that. That's not harmful. That's not hurtful. You can say, hey, look, I'm not okay. This is not okay. This situation is not okay.
But I feel like, too, like people sometimes, like, they're not ready to have the conversation. So they're like, no, I'm fine. But I feel like they need to be like, no, I'm not okay, but I need a process and then I'll talk to you later. I feel like that's like a big gap of like, you can be not okay and not ready to talk.
Yes.
Beautiful.
You just need to vocalize it.
There's
now we're just frustrated. I'm over here going like this.
I would say, look, you don't want to react. You want to respond. You don't want to react out of your flesh, but respond with maturity or mm-hmm. with the spirit. Like if somebody says, even I have many times in my life where somebody will come to me and say, hey, Josh, you did this. You made the wrong decision here. You messed up here, whatever, and you made me mad. I won't respond to that text 2 or 3 days later.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, hey, man, and then they'll ask me, why did it take you so long to respond? You don't even care. I'll be like, I'll just tell them, listen, man, I did not want to respond out of my flesh. My flesh wanted me to say things that I know is not of God.
Mm-hmm.
So how to resolve conflict? First, you got to be honest. you either go to them honestly or you need to respond honestly. You don't have to react. You don't have to flip out. You don't have to react in your flesh. But you can simply say, like, look, it's not okay. And right now, I'm not at peace to have this conversation.
Yeah.
Let me call you later. Mm-hmm. Right? And now, let's say you're going to somebody. Here's just a quick little 1, 2, 3 that I have found that works really well. This is not the only way to resolve conflict. I just found that this is a beautiful way to practice and then to also pass along to other people. Is that when you go to somebody, you look at the situation on a scale of 1 to 100, how much of that situation can you own? Mm. Like, whatever it may be, like, hey, me and this person just got mad. They wanted to cuss me out. Me and my coworker got mad. They parked their car behind me and didn't want to move it. They showed up 10 minutes late to this. He's talking to the girl I like. She's talking to the guy I like, whatever, like any type of thing. How much of that entire situation on a scale of 1 to 100 can you say, hey, look, that's actually my fault? Mm. Even if it's 1% of it, or if it's 10% or 50% of it, like how much on a scale of 1%, on a scale of 1 to 100, can you say, hey, look, 99% of this problem is on you, but at least this 1% is on me.
I'll take the 1%.
Yeah. And then you need to go to that person and own 100% of the 1% before you even say anything. Mm-hmm. And you go to them, like this, just an example. My car's parked out in the parking lot right now. Mm-hmm. And there's nobody here. It's not a Sunday. The parking lot's pretty empty. And let's say the mailman comes and sideswipes my car. Mm-hmm. And I go out there and I'm like, bro, my car was parked. I didn't do anything. Like, you hit my car. Mm-hmm. I can still go in there and say, well, man, hey, look, I know I was not aligned perfectly into the parking lines. And man, I'm sorry, I did not park my car as best as I could. Mm-hmm. But can I explain to you how this situation hurt me?
Yeah.
To where there, in any situation, you need to swallow your pride. And there is always a way that you can own something.
Yeah.
Like in this parking lot, I just parked my car. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm sitting upstairs.
Yeah.
But to defuse the bomb and defuse the situation, besides going down and cussing out the mailman, like, you hit my car. I wasn't even doing anything. Like, were you on your phone? You weren't even looking. That situation didn't happen. My car's not hit. But you can at least, there's some type of way you can say, hey, look, let me own something in this to defuse mm-hmm. the bomb. Yeah. Like, man, I'm sorry. I did not park my car the best that I could. Now, let me tell you how this hurt me.
Yeah.
So you can go to that person, and whatever the situation is, own 100% of whatever percentage you have to play. And then you own it. You go to them and say, hey, look, I did this. I'm sorry. And then you follow it up with, now can I tell you how you hurt me? Mm-hmm. And then you be honest, and you communicate.
Yeah.
And then you give them a chance to respond. That has always worked for me time and time again. When you go to somebody first, own whatever you can. Like, for example, Kayla, you're right, man. Hey, I'm so sorry that I did watch Florida Shore without you. Like, man, I was up late. It was like 10 o'clock. I just wanted to watch a show before going to bed. I'm sorry. I should have communicated to you that I didn't text you to watch this episode. Hey, but can we watch it together tonight? Can we do that? Like, whatever the situation may be, own whatever you can first, because that diffuses a bomb. Anytime there's a situation or problem, people just want to throw fire and fire, throw fist and fist. And like, you yell, I'm going to yell louder. You yell, I'm going to yell louder. You send a paragraph text, I'm going to send 2 paragraphs of text messages. You cuss me out, I'm going to cuss you out, to where it's just fighting with fighting. But if you go in there and say, hey, look, let me tell you what I did wrong, that person is going to be, you're going to catch them off guard.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, whoa, wait, I thought you were going to yell back and whatever. Mm. I thought you were going to get your team of boys to rally behind you and think you were right. But that's showing maturity. You're leaving mm-hmm. your gift at the altar and you're reconciling with them. Yeah. Own whatever you can. Then say, hey, look, this is how you hurt me, or this is what happened in this situation. Can I explain what took place in my point of view? Mm-hmm. Can I explain my side of this?
Yeah.
So that time and time again has never failed. It's a great practice. So if there's any aspect in your life and you think, hey, does somebody have anger towards you, or you have anger towards them, mm-hmm. go to that person, own what you can, and then give them a chance to respond. And say, hey, look, this is the situation. This is what happened to me. So that is a great way to how to resolve conflict.
I agree. And I think it's important, like, a couple of things. One, the importance of honesty, but two, like, the importance, like, it's okay to feel what you feel. Like, never invalidate your own feelings, but always leave room for people to share their feelings as well. Because I feel like if you keep invalidating your own feelings, you'll never be able to sit down with someone and be like, hey, this is how this made me feel. Yeah. Like, yeah. And if the person rejects that and they're like, no, well, that's dumb or whatever, that's on them. But at least you're being honest and bringing it up
with them. Yeah. And I'll also say, if you have an ongoing situation,
yeah,
nothing will ever change unless you say something.
That is true.
they're not going to read your mind. So if that this person or a person in that situation could think everything's fine, everything's good, or they could even know something's wrong, but nothing will change unless you vocalize it.
Yeah.
And say, hey, look, you keep calling me this name. I don't really like you calling me that name. Can you please call me by this? Hey, you keep doing this one thing. I don't really like when you do that. Can you start doing this? Like, nothing will ever change unless you say something. I think a lot of times we get mad because we have righteous expectations on another person.
Of course.
Like, hey, they should just get it. They should just know to do it this way. They should just know to lead like that. They should just know to treat people better. Like, they should just know. Like, why don't they get it? People, why don't they get it? Like, they're never going to know unless you go to them and communicate it to them. Mm-hmm. And say, hey, look, I know you've done it this way. I'm sorry, I haven't even communicated this to you before.
Yeah.
But can I share this now?
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage us, because I think a lot of times we like to keep quiet and just hope a situation goes away. Like, hey, I just hope it disappears. Maybe I'll give it a week. Maybe somebody else will say something and I won't have to.
Yeah.
Maybe if I can text my friend about it, somebody else will do it and I won't have to.
Yeah.
But we as Christians, we as believers, we have the responsibility day in and day out to go and reconcile that situation. And even speaking more on the how-to, the Bible gives you like a roadmap, Matthew 18, that, hey, first, you go to that person. But now the Bible specifically talks about sin. Like, hey, if this person sins against you, so maybe somebody hasn't specifically sinned against you. I mean, a lot could qualify as sin, but maybe they just made you mad or you have anger towards them or they have anger towards you. Matthew 18 lays out that you go to them first, one-on-one. You don't team up and get, you know, 10 of your girls behind you or 10 of your boys behind you to all pick sides and then have like a group fight. You go to them, and then if that doesn't work, you bring another person, two or three people in there to witness, to mediate, to reconcile, not to pick sides or choose, but to simply mediate. And then if that doesn't work, then you bring in front of the church, you bring some pastors in or elders in. And if that doesn't work, you kick that person out and treat them like a pagan or treat them like a non-believer. But that's doing with...
Like a pagan.
Are you looking at Pause like that? Pause, you about to kick you out.
No, not Pause.
Oh.
You watch the show without me.
Oh. Oh, that is...
Pagan?
I do own that. I'm really sorry, man. I did own that.
I'm going to start calling people pagan.
Pagan.
I also feel like, though, it's really important. I feel like, at least for me, if, like, learning is, like, keeping an open mind. Not all of us have the same brain. And I feel like I can get so, like, this is how I feel, and I feel this way because, like, I should. But it's, like, I, like, back to, like, where you said you get scared of is, like, I've handled conflict or, like, little conversations to where I'm, like, wait, like, maybe I shouldn't feel like that. Like, their brain thinks that way because that's the way that their brain thinks. And, like, just because that hurt me doesn't make their brain wrong. Like, and that was, like, hard for me to realize.
Like, another level of, like, maturity, like, understanding that other people have different perspectives and, like, you can't, like, you're not always right.
Yeah.
Oh, so this brings up a that is very valid.
Yeah.
Right, so how do you know if an issue is resolved? Because there may be times where there's just a disagreement. Like, hey, we can agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do you know when you go to that person, the situation, you can label it, hey, this was resolved. It may be just saying, as long as it ends with peace.
Okay.
Right? Hey, if you go to that person and you guys can now have peace. Now, if it's a sin issue, there's some probably different standards or different pathways there to get somebody out of sin or to resolve the sin issue. But simply, hey, to resolve this conflict, to resolve this beef between us, can we talk it out? Can we hash it out? Can I own what I can?
Mm-hmm.
And then you and I... I can treat you as a sister in Christ or a brother in Christ. I can view you as that way and value that way. And we have peace amongst each other to where I'm not going to lead this and start rumors. I'm not going to lead this and have a bitterness that I don't want to talk about. I'm not going to lead this and just, you know, hope it just gets better because I didn't say everything I wanted to say and I held back. To where if there's peace, he says, pursue peace as much as it depends on you. To where you guys can leave with peace.
Yeah.
Leave it all there.
Is a big component. Because there may be times where you just say, hey, look, I value you. I see your side. You see my side. We're both okay. Just because we disagree doesn't mean any of us are better or worse. We just disagree on this thing. And that's okay. But we still have peace.
Yeah.
There's times here where I disagree with some of our, with some people on how to do things the right way or the wrong way. And you say, look, I value your side. You value my side. We're okay. The world's not going to end. You're still my brother, my sister. Like, we're good.
Yeah. But even peace in it. And if there isn't, like, don't be afraid of having that conversation. I mean, what do you think? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, if, for example, me and you have a conversation and we're like, okay, we agree or disagree, but then you're fine. I leave the conversation being like, dang, I didn't say everything I wanted to say.
Then you got it. That goes back to you got to be honest when you communicate. Yeah. You have to be.
But I feel also like if you're not at the first time, you can also be like,
you can double back and say, hey, look.
Like, hey, I didn't voice everything I should have. Yeah. Let's reconnect. Yes.
But you got to, again, but you got to take the initiative and make that happen.
Yes. Right? You can't be upset because you didn't say everything you wanted to say.
And there's times, I mean, that's happened to me before. Yeah. Be like, hey, because especially in those moments when you go to somebody with bringing up a situation, you're nervous. But also, you've probably been planning out this conversation for like 2 weeks in your head.
Yeah.
You've thought of every
shower.
You've thought of every response they could possibly say and how you're already going to respond to it. Like, you thought of every way this situation could end and how you're going to react to it. Mm-hmm. Like, you have pre-gamed the entire situation in your head from start to finish. So when you go to that person, they haven't spent 2 weeks knowing you're going to talk to them. Yeah. It's just off the guard. Like, you spent 2 weeks in your head thinking of, oh my gosh, all right, I'm going to say this. They're going to respond this way. If they respond that way, then I'll say this. If they say that, then I'll say this. You're catching them totally off guard, which is okay. But then you got to sit in the reality of, hey, look, I spent 2 weeks thinking about this. I caught them off guard. However long I thought to pregame this in my head, mm-hmm. it would be fair to give them that long to sit in it and think about it.
So, like, bringing it up to them 2 weeks before the conversation?
No, like, you have the conversation, right? You come to me and say, Josh, you know, X, Y, Z, but you spend a week in your head talking about it, getting ready for this conversation. If you spend a week in your head pre-gaming for this conversation, it's only fair to give that person time.
Like, understand they may be shocked.
To go home, to reflect on that conversation, okay. Then come back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's true.
To the where it's like, okay, now you can come together. Or you have that conversation, like you said, and it's like, man, I didn't get everything out. Can we reconvene? Mm-hmm. And if you're a mature believer, like, yeah, like, let's go. And we as leaders, we as Christians, we got to land this plane in a second. We should always be willing to put on that bulletproof vest and just go in. Fall on the sword, swallow your pride, and say, look, I was wrong. I'm sorry. And just put on that bulletproof vest. Take the shots. Fall on the sword. Take it. The world's not going to end. And you will be a better leader from it. You'll be a better, more mature believer in Christ, if mm-hmm. you're just willing to go in that situation and say, look, you're right.
Yeah.
I was wrong. And that just makes you a more attractive leader.
That's true.
Like, nobody wants to follow a leader that's like, all right, yeah, sucker, you were right. You were wrong. You know, you need to do better. Or versus the person that just goes in and say, look, man, I was wrong. That was on me. Like, let's get better. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Last pro tip here. Always point to a solution. Mm. If there's a conflict at the very end, say, okay, now let's find a solution. Yeah. Do you want to be a part of this? Point to a solution is a great way. Yeah. But with all that said, appreciate you guys. Appreciate you, Paz, Kayla, all of us, Paz Squad. Talk about resolving conflict. Tune in for another episode next week.
Thanks for tuning in to our Three Strands podcast. We desire to have a chill conversation to help young adults navigate life and build our community one podcast at a time.